Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with a couple of our spotlight athletes as Pella has a 3-0 start to the girls' soccer season here with defender Haley Amos and midfielder Sarah Hardman. Haley, first of all, congratulations on this great start to the season. What's it like to start winning some big games against some quality teams?
Oh, it's so much fun, and we just have a really great team and just great girls that we get to play with.
Well, and Sarah, obviously so much of this team graduated last year, especially in that midfield, that defender role. What's it been like watching this group kind of come together, fill some of those shoes here early in the season, and really put together some really nice defensive performances?
Yeah, I mean, just stepping into the role and being always ready to go into different positions because some of those spots are left open. Just stepping into that and then, like, bonding as a team.
Well, Haley, you're obviously one of the few that kind of returned, at least had some time back there. What's it been like trying to coach up some of these younger girls or those who haven't been in those roles before? And how have you tried to step up and be a leader on the defensive back line?
There's just so many great freshmen, and they're just all so nice and so coachable to play with. And I've taken the leadership role playing with them from travel teams to this team, and we also have a great coaching staff that's leading me and also leading them into just being the players that we can be.
And at the same time, Sarah, there's so many returning players who obviously are one of those as well. What's it been like having so much experience on this team, and how do you think that's helped the transition?
Yeah, I mean, it's just helped a lot playing with teammates that you've, like, connected with over the years and being able to continue to play with them throughout high school. You just have that bond already, so you don't have to worry about the connection as much.
Well, and Haley, what's it been like to win 3 matches, especially here at home, and to be able to defend your home field like this? Knowing you're not going to be here too much over the next couple of weeks, but what did that mean to have that momentum and to take care of business here at home?
Oh, yeah, it definitely meant a lot. And it was just a really great start to our season and a really great boost with a great team that we have.
Well, and Sarah, how have you guys been overcoming some of the elements? We haven't exactly had a warm game so far. It's been pretty chilly. And how have you kind of battled through some of this really early season cold and wind?
Yeah, just always being ready and stretching after each game to not, like, have any soreness leading to the next. And then just always, like, being ready to go in.
Well, and Haley, obviously, big expectations still for this team, despite some of the graduation. You're at the state tournament, a top 4 team a year ago. What do you think it's going to take over the course of the season to put yourself in that position again?
A lot of training, a lot of mental preparation, and just some time with the team to get some good practicing in over this next coming month.
Similar question, Sarah. What are some of the ways that you can get yourself to that point and know that you can be an elite team by the end of the season?
Yeah, just getting in shape, definitely a big part of it. Always just being ready and building as a team, definitely forming those connections, new connections, old connections, just definitely bonding as a team.
Well, then Haley, you know, with that, obviously a 3-0 start keeps all your goals alive. How critical is that to know that everything's still in front of you, a chance to compete in the conference and to get that opportunity to go to state, knowing a 3-0 start? How huge is that mentally? As you know, you got some really tough teams coming up.
Yeah, it's really huge, and you just got to play the mental game along with the physical game and keep yourself in shape in your mind also, just talking to people about everything and being coachable and open to suggestions overall.
Well, and a big one coming up on Tuesday, Sarah, DCG, they're the defending, multiple-time defending state champions and conference champions. How do you as a team need to elevate your game to make that game competitive?
Yes, just definitely going in with the mindset that we can compete with them and just being together as a team and connecting passes.
Well, and Haley, how critical is it, win or lose, to learn from that experience knowing you're playing the best on Tuesday?
Yeah, you just got to take it how whatever comes out. Of course, we hope we come out on top, but you just got to learn from every move, every touch. We just got to want it more than them.
That's Haley Amos and Sarah Hardman, two of the members of the Pella soccer team, 3-0 to start the season after a 2-0 win over Bondurant. Congratulations, ladies, on the win and the start, and look forward to seeing you in competition soon. Thank you.
Thank you.